When it sounds like we all need this with the computer age and the information age, I mean, I don't care what you're doing. We all need some techniques to expand our perceptions. And one of the things that you touch on that so many of my other guests have touched on too is the value of relaxation, getting in that alpha state, as it were, before you do a lot of this work so you can increase your perceptions. If you could explain that.
Well, there are specific exercises that you do on a daily basis. There actually are four specific things that you'll do coming out of the course, which keep this direct pathway open into this part of the brain. We call it the superhighway. Once you've opened the superhighway, then you kind of got to keep it swept off each day by doing four specific things that allow that to keep open. One of those is the use of relaxation. And it's not a lengthy situation. In fact, the longest of any of these four things is 15 minutes. The shortest is about 2 minutes. They're all done at the times of day and night that are normally down times anyway. So, and part of it's even done overnight during your dreaming process. So it's really something that's quite easy to keep up with and do, but it is necessary that you do it. The state of alpha itself through this process is literally attained on a regular basis, not just during these relaxation sessions, however. I think one of the extremely unique things that we have found about this particular process and opening up into this part of the brain is that unlike any other mind discipline on the planet today, what this is doing is it is activating all four levels of consciousness simultaneously, so that you're operating not only on a beta or conscious level, but also alpha and theta and delta levels. All are activated simultaneously as you use this process. This is constantly giving you a rejuvenation as you're going through your waking hours of your day, so that you're not needing an awful lot of sleep overnight. One of the byproducts we find of this is that people need less sleep. They have much higher energy levels during their daytime waking hours because they are constantly, in fact, rejuvenating.